This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Libyans are preparing to declare the liberation of their country 2 days after the death of Muammar Gaddafi. NATO plans to end its seven-month mission in the country on October 31st. But the manner in which Gaddafi died remains a question that the United Nations and human rights organizations want answered. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us from Tripoli. Lourdes, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
We've certainly, most of us, seen a lot of video at this point. What do we know about how Gaddafi was killed?
Well, I think it's pretty clear at this point that Gaddafi and his son Motassem were executed. There is video evidence that they were alive when they were captured. The bodies now show that Gaddafi died as a result of bullet wounds to the head and chest. Now, who executed him and when exactly that happened is still unclear. There have been competing claims of how it happened, but the Libyan transitional government's claim that he was killed in crossfire is just not credible now. The United Nations, human rights groups, as you mentioned, are asking for an investigation, but I think that isn't going to happen. We've heard from the military council in Misrata, the city which is holding the body in a refrigerated food locker, that they won't be conducting an autopsy, and we're also being told they will be moving the body from there today, presumably to a burial place. Now, where Muammar will be buried is equally the subject of contention, Scott. After his death, Iraq's Saddam Hussein, if you will recall, was returned to his tribal home, and a shrine was built for him by his family, and it's become a pilgrimage site for many in Iraq. Now, there's a clear sense here that they don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Let me follow up a bit. No autopsy means they won't be able to trace the bullets.
Yeah, no autopsy means they won't be able to trace the bullet, and no investigation means they won't be questioning the people who allegedly had something to do with his execution and capture. And so, therefore, we may never really know what happened in the last moments of Muammar Gaddafi's life.
Transitional government was supposed to formally declare liberation today, but I gather the ceremony's been postponed. Any idea why?
It's not clear why the ceremony has been delayed, but they are going to go through with it this weekend with a great deal of pomp and circumstance. It's a key moment for the country. It's when a countdown of sorts will begin with an interim government put in place, the dissolution of the body that oversaw the rebel half of Libya during those long, bloody months of war, the National Transitional Council. And so what we will now see is an interim government and then elections that are optimistically slated for 8 months from now. But this is a country with no institutions, no political parties, and frankly, a very fractured and wounded population. So we'll see if that timetable will actually stick.
Lourdes, what are you hearing from individual Libyans now at this very important, momentous moment in their history?
I think there are very few people who wanted to see Gaddafi alive who wanted to see him face trial, if the people I've spoken to are representative. If you see how contentious his death has been, they say, imagine what would have happened if he had to face trial here. They tell me it would have only prolonged Libya's long nightmare. Let's not forget Gaddafi is dead, but the chance of some kind of justice may come. Saadi and Saif al-Islam, Gaddafi's sons, are still at large, as is Abdullah Senussi, Gaddafi's intelligence chief. There are reports surfacing today that he may have fled also to Niger, where Saadi Gaddafi is. Saif and Senussi are wanted by the International Criminal Court, so Libyans may yet see someone face court for what happened here.
What do you see as the biggest challenge Libyans have right now?
I think the biggest challenge is basically rebuilding this country. It's been decimated by the conflict here. There are cities that will require billions of dollars in investment just to get basic services up and running. And beyond that, there will have to be some kind of reconciliation between the different factions. Let us not forget this was a civil war that pitted Libyans against Libyans, and those wounds are still not healed.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Tripoli, thanks so much.
You're welcome.